Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, it's Colson here. Now, you're about to listen to this week's episode of On The Sofa, but before you do so, I need a massive favor from you. And that favor is simply following or subscribing to the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to us on. When you do that, it's simple. All you have to do is you press the button and it downloads the episodes of the podcast automatically. It sends you a notification every time we release an episode, and it helps us grow the podcast. We cannot express how much we appreciate all of your support. Now you've done the favor, simply sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of On The Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. Hello and welcome back to On The Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. It's Monday. It's a bite-sized episode, and here is what is coming up.
They were on it. Oh, right, tell me what it is. Tea. Right, over how many rooms? Two. Anything else? Lava lamp. You fucked.
Right, so that's what's coming up, and now it's time to kick the episode off. The only way an episode can possibly be kicked off, they should kick everything off with this. It is Colson's Conundrum. If you've got a conundrum, you come to Colson.
Oh, who else would you go to? Colin?
Don't know. My gong was good last week, wasn't it?
Your gong was great. The gadget conundrum wasn't bad because it was the zoo conundrum.
It was a good conundrum.
Yeah. What's this week's?
This week's. I think this is going to be good. It's kind of semi on the animal theme with who it's come from. Because it has come in from Emma Main.
Head of MMA.
Boys. It's Emma Main, brackets, head of MMA here. My mum, brackets, Deborah Main, head of Lions, and I, we got a new vacuum for upstairs.
Is that a mum, Deborah Main and MMA?
Got brilliant. A conundrum. Do we put it in the hallway, visible and ugly, but easy to access? Or do we put it in my mum's bedroom closet, hidden, but more work to get it out?
Closet.
I look forward to your advice.
Easy. That's a conundrum.
Closet.
If you've got a conundrum, don't go to Colson. You don't have it in the bedroom. You don't want to watch it.
It's piece of piss. Just put it away.
Bedroom closet. You don't want to make a feature out of your
Hoover. No, you can't.
Hey, come and put your coat on my vacuum.
Because that's all it would end up being.
It'd look weird. It'd always look like you're constantly cleaning.
Yeah. You need it away. You need it packed away. I just got a little mini cleaner, actually.
Have
a little
you?
Mini vac from Sally Ann Matthews and Lucy
Fallon.
Oh,
Fallon, you bought the old
shark. The handheld.
It's very good. Mm. Oh, little mess. We did have a little mess the other day. This is a conundrum for you.
Dog shit. You just
not dog it shit. It was the fucking tea. The fucking splashdown tea on the carpet. And then it's the,
tea.
No, I think I've spilled some tea. Do you go for, right, you've spilled something on your carpet.
Liquid.
New carpet, liquid. Right? Bear in mind, when something gets spilled on the carpet.
Well, red wine is just white wine, isn't it? You pour on top.
Yeah, I don't even know about that. If you get a fucking bottle of white wine out and go, yeah, don't worry, I've heard it, then everything stinks of fucking alcohol and wine. Why's your house stink of wine? I spilled red wine, so I poured white wine on it, and it's still fucking got a mark. So you've spilled something.
Don't they then chuck vinegar on white wine?
It's a load of shit. Yeah,
fuck,
it's
a load of
shit. You burnt your fucking carpet. It's a fucking dog shit. So tea's gone down. Yeah. I've like, well, when was the tea down? Oh, I don't know. So then you're into as a long stain.
As in, are we talking a spill or are we talking a tea's been put down and knocked over?
We're talking a spill and it's a hefty spill. It's over two rooms. It's a walk spill. It's a spill in one room, that's carrying through
nah,
to the
do
other.
Do you know what that is? That's phone in one hand, tea in the other
thank
hand.
Thank you. Well, yeah, that's what I. That's the conundrum. But what do you do? How quickly do you? What do you? What are you going quick. Straight in with?
I kicked a full cup of tea over in my mum's living room.
You what, wouldn't about, have felt it in them boots either.
About, I'd say a month, 6 weeks ago. Yeah, we didn't. Clean it up. We didn't do anything.
What color's the carpet?
She had no cleaning things.
She just left it.
So she left it.
What?
She left it.
What?
I was doing something at the time. I can't remember. I was doing the fire and I'd kicked it by accident.
Well, I can only
do one. She went, I can only do one. And it's stained.
Still there.
Still there.
Why so didn't she clean it up?
She didn't have it. She didn't have anything to clean it up with.
Just get a tea towel.
I don't think she had any.
Jack.
She had, she had
so kitchen roll. You're telling me, your mum has zero cleaning
at the
products.
Time she had none.
So we had this stain thing, right? So ages and ages ago in this carpet, this is not even good. But he said, this is a spray. It's a magic spray. It's our own spray. You can't buy it, right? Mm. I'm like, down, straight down, open sink.
Who sold you this? Oh, you buy one, you get one free.
You buy one. I said, you buy one, you get one free. Don't worry, no more stains. Really? Yeah, you can't buy it. Once someone says to you, you can't buy it, you think this is
amazing.
I genuinely think 99% of cleaning products are utter bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yeah. One sheet does plenty. Does it? Fuck. A spill, I'm using at least six
kitchen
rolls. You
know when they get that sucking power of the average kitchen roll and you're like,
bollocks.
Right, bollocks. Anyway, I've got your spray out, I think.
Bounty.
This is it. Bounty. Massive. I've got this now. I've got magic spray. Get out the way, magic spray. Star's up with me. Because as soon as there's a job to be done, Star's there. She's
just
with
follows.
Me. What are we up to? Okay. Stain, Star. Right. You need the stuff under the cupboard that the lad said you can't buy. Special.
So what have you done? You've ordered it?
No, it's under the stairs. It's under the stairs.
No.
I've kept it. He's come ages
Jack,
ago.
Jack, right. You can't buy it. You can only buy it off me. Right.
He's
He's giving him the full shopping channel. That's what he's done. He's
Is
on
it
the
like the Ringtons tea man who's just turned up at your house?
Yeah, but no.
You've bought ages something off
He said it's our own formula.
He's been done by a salesman.
I've given it the full spray, right? I've given it the massive spray. It's someone who'd done the carpets age, cleaned them ages ago. Okay, did the massive spray.
Okay.
Bear in mind, my daughter, she'll give me for this, saying this, we smashed a whole lava lamp in her bedroom.
Oh, did it come out? I've never seen anything.
Full lava.
What is
it's
it?
It's oil. It's oil and molten lava. It's oil.
it's like orange
oil. It's like when you see it, you're like,
is it like a Stretch Armstrong? That's what I imagine.
It's
glue.
It's like a mixture of olive oil and
lava,
dye and lava. And as soon as it goes out, it went everywhere. And as soon as it goes out, you immediately think to yourself, that's fucked.
That's fucked.
There's no way I'm getting that on. Not in a hope
what's
in hell am I getting
it. What's the substance of it like? The inside of a Jaffa cake? What's
part Jaffa cake, part olive oil. You could cook with it. Part glitter and gloopy. And it just rests there. And then it gives it the sink in.
Oh,
it goes to the sink in. So we've got that going. That's gone. We've gone. That's gone. Mm. You've had it there. Just put the bed over it. You're never going to see it. Anyway, I go straight up. I've got the spray. Spray's on. Bam, 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 bam.
Starts burning a hole in the carpet.
I'm like, I don't think this is any better. I don't think this has got rid of it. Right.
Red wine.
Red wine, baking soda. Quick. Star's looking at me like, that's made no difference. You've been swizzed.
I'll piss on it for you.
You'll piss on it. Did I remember telling you when we first got the carpet, she was a puppy, she pissed on every room.
Marker territory.
Yeah, straight off. Anyway, we don't talk about that because I love her and I won't hear a bad word against her. So the tea's gone down, spray. Cut. I don't think it's going to get up. I'm on the phone to the guy. He does a cleaning thing on carpets.
8 years ago, you sold me a product that
that's
said I couldn't buy anywhere.
That's how it went.
And it's fucking shite.
No, he went to me.
I remember.
It was a woman, actually.
I remember. You're the only person he's ever bought.
Carpet cleaning. I went, yeah. It's just possible you could save my life. What is it? Brilliant. They were on it.
Oh,
right, tell me what it is. Tea. Right, over how many rooms? Two. Anything else? Lava lamp. You fucked. You fucked lava lamp. No, no lava lamp. We haven't had one of those for years. That's an emergency. We're not here for that.
No.
Fucking chance. Get rid of the house if you can. Yeah. You have to put it on the deed. Yeah. You burnt a lava lamp. It's like aliens' blood. It goes straight through the fucking floor. So she goes to me. She goes, what is it? I go, tea. She goes, it's over two rooms. I went, yeah. She went, that's a job. Okay, I can get someone out tomorrow.
Like a call out.
Tell
like
me what you've done. What have you done so far? What have you done to the stain? I said, well, I had this stuff. The magic stuff. And I went, yeah, I've got the magic stuff. I think we can get this out. Did you put the magic stuff on straight away? The magic spray? Mm. And I went, yeah. I said, I don't think it's got rid of it though. No. That stuff works. Anyway, came round with the machine.
Same lad.
Came round, did it. Went, did you put the magic stuff down? Yeah. Right. Well, it's magic. Got rid of it.
Bollocks.
And you can't see it. I went, that's magic. And he went, yeah, magic stuff. You can't buy it. Oh. I was like, that is absolutely great. I got the formula and I've made millions.
I have a thing that's still in my kitchen cupboard that's still in the cardboard box that's meant to be the treatment for the side of the kitchen side. I've never used it. I never will use it.
Oh, yeah,
why do I keep it?
You have to chuck a lot of things, but don't chuck the magic carpet spray.
No.
There we go.
Was this a conundrum?
Well, no, that wasn't a conundrum, but it's a story that made me laugh.
Yeah.
Because she's brought up about Hoover, and then I'm thinking, do I get one of those vac Hoovers that's water, and you Hoover up the muck from your carpet? And then I went, no, I don't need that.
No.
I've got the special sauce.
Last week, Jack, if you remember, we saw the return of a much-loved feature.
What was that feature?
Oh, Chad Charts, it's back.
Ben, where have you been this week and what method of transport have you taken?
The first place we're going to on our Hoover, on our magic Hoover, all three of us, is Toronto. It's 7 hours, 40 minutes from Manchester. It's 12 degrees on a Hoover. They're just as fast as planes. Who knew? It's 12 degrees, area code 416, Toronto.
12 degrees. That's not about bad. Same as us then, isn't it?
Yeah.
108.
256.
83.
Oh.
Next place, Los Angeles, often referred to as
La La
LA, which I loved they put that in the wicked La La. Often referred to as LA. Area code 213, amongst others.
Yes, big.
Weather, 22 degrees.
Nice.
Did you know it was meant to be hotter in Manchester than it was in LA this weekend? Didn't happen that, did it?
I don't think it was.
Didn't happen. La La Land. We know we've got your brother.
Who doesn't listen.
So he's not going to be helped.
He does sometimes.
Very, I have to say, rarely. I think he listened to the first one. And then I think he says, oh, yeah, I caught it.
Yeah,
and I go, which app?
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of those ones. The film
one. You talk about Hannah Montana.
Absolutely never seen it.
The one that was five years ago.
I love it in the podcast. What I love about having a podcast is when people tell you about other podcasts that they listen to, which aren't yours.
Yeah.
And they go, there's a great podcast I've been listening to.
Is
what,
it
on
ours?
The sofa?
No.
It's that one about history. And you're like, oh, okay, great. So Los Angeles, often referred to as L.A.,
I'm going to be ballsy.
Go on.
I'm going to be ballsy. 22.
14.
5. Berlin. Here we go. 1 hour 55 on a plane. Area code 030. Temperature in Berlin is 26.
Jesus Christ.
26 degrees in Berlin.
Joking.
No one saw that compared with Los Angeles. It's a heady 26 degrees.
Jesus Christ.
Berlin, one of my favourite European cities.
Might get on the plane to Germany.
On the Hoover.
On the Hoover,
it's quicker and cheaper.
You've gone 7.
Mm. It's gone 7.
You like that, don't you?
I do like that. 7.
Yeah.
It's 3.
I'll tell you what. For confidence alone, I should give it you. It's a 2.
Oh. Oh.
For confidence alone, you're going there. It's a 3.
It is. Yeah, it is.
So whatever you've read, Ben, it's 3.
So we have just been on the back of a Hoover and we've been to Toronto, LA and Berlin.
Yeah.
But the big question, Ben, has anyone from any of those cities written in to tell us what they love, hate and rate about On the Sofa?
No.
Oh.
Ooh, close. Hi guys, oh. Louise, loving the podcast. My name is Louise and I live in London, Ontario in Canada, although I'm British. Conundrum. I wanted to write and tell you about a bird encounter. I noticed a few birds in my very small garden started putting bird seed out. I decided they needed an upgrade and bought a bird feeder. Okay. Mm. I was very pleased to have a whole family of cardinals show up daily. Don't know what they are. Sound exotic. One day I heard a noise and looked out to see a hawk on the fence post. I excitedly called my family around to see it, only realising it had something with it.
Oh, what's it brought? A present?
We all watched in horror as it dismembered one of our lovely cardinal family. Jack. Everyone is scarred now.
She's in effect.
Let's have a look.
Louise has in effect killed this bird, hasn't she? Because she's fed it, lured hawk. Into a false sense of security.
Hawks come.
The
that's
hawk's
a big fucking hawk. That's a big threat.
The next two nights, raccoons knocked down the feeder and got into a fight. That was the end of that. Keep up the great podcast. P.S. Fraggle Rock is the best kids theme tune of all time. I love the way Louise has segued
straight
into,
random.
Let's leave on a high note, Fraggle Rock.
Do you not think the garden looks weirdly like a British garden?
Yeah, but that is...
And that bird, that I mean, Louise, you have, I hope you feel bad because you have kind of, you've led that cardinal.
Here we go. Magda O-ring, I love it, : classic Corrie episode from 1971, something me and Jack watched. Did you watch
it? I
She's
here.
Head of shower She's... curtain rings,
yeah.
isn't she?
Hello, head of rings. Sorry, guys, this may be a long message, but I thought I had to share. I'm going to read fast. Your rating of 30 was spot on. As Ben said, it's a slice of life. And just like life, sometimes the storylines are good and others not so much. A bit like this podcast.
Yeah.
But it just keeps going, and for whatever reason, I just keep watching.
Yeah.
In fact, I started watching in 1990. I was in my first year of university. I just made friends with an English student from Sheffield, who was attending the University of Ottawa as an exchange student.
Ah.
She was the one who turned me on to Corrie. I was 19. I have to say that I loved it right away. Mint, as you say. She and I bonded over the show, and she became a very good friend. Now I'm 52, and I still watch every day. Oh, it's only all three times a week. My son grew up watching it with me. He's 24 now and is living in his own apartment in the city. He doesn't watch it on his own now, but if he's over for dinner, he will ask me, so what's going on in the street? We always have a good laugh as I try to explain what the characters have gotten up to since the last time he asked.
Did I tell you Sharon Osbourne asked me what...
Sharon Osbourne?
Did I tell you Sharon Osbourne asked me what had been happening on Corrie? And I was like, when did you last watch it? And she was like, don't know, Ina Sharples.
Ina Sharples. Like,
oh, okay. Not missed much.
She wanted a big update.
There was a tram crash. We also, our hope
quicksand.
Is, our hope is the next time you have a live show, he and I will travel from Canada to see it and take a tour of Coronation Street set. He also wants to take in the football. I like it. One more thing. Ben also brought up the episode was from 1971 and had very strong female characters. It still does, actually. In fact, I find most British TV dramas do. This is one of the main reasons why TV shows and movies from the UK are, in my opinion, far superior to those in North America. Sorry for the long-winded message. It's fine, Magda. Take care. Loving the podcast.
Thank you, Magda.
Mm.
Ange. Hi, boys. Ange McNeil here, head of Irish pubs.
Ah, the landlady.
I didn't even realise we had one, Ange. Welcome.
We do.
I want to let you know how much I love the podcast and hearing about your various shenanigans. I'm actually watching CBB for the first time just because of Coulson. Anyway, Benny's brilliant, Jack's hilarious, and Coulson is an inspiration.
Mm.
5 stars.
Not, don't quite agree, do you not, Jack?
Not great.
So, Jack is hilarious, Ben is brilliant, and you're not having inspiration.
Why do they always save you till last? And Coulson's Coulson.
Yeah.
Coulson. You had that one, so Jack is... Didn't you have one?
Jack is David.
Yeah, that was it. Rage. Hi, boys. Listening back to the ghost stories, I have a good one.
Ooh, here we go.
I'm a self-employed local cleaner, and a few years ago, I cleaned a house right near Trafford General Hospital.
Our neck of the woods.
Mm.
The clients were never home, so I let myself in. I always felt uneasy in that house, like someone was watching me. This one time, I was upstairs in the young girl's bedroom, and the vibes I was getting was not good. I finished the room and made my way downstairs. As I got into the kitchen, a hairbrush from the girl's room came flying down the stairs. I couldn't get out of the house quick enough. I locked up and texted the client to say I won't be back as you have ghosts.
She
that's the end
that's
of the story.
End. We then didn't get...
We didn't get, yes, message. We yes, do have we ghosts, do. Or we got nothing.
Right, get this, yeah. this weekend, I'd sleep on the sofa at Mum and Dad's house.
I like what you did there.
What
did on I the do? Sofa.
Very good.
I didn't mean to.
Have they got rid of your bed?
No, my grandparents were at the house and they weren't meant to be there. They were meant to be going to the Isle of Man, but the ferry, the storm, was cancelled. So I had to sleep on the sofa because there was no room for me to sleep and I needed to sleep in Yorkshire. So I get in, start making myself my little bed on the sofa in the living room, and I feel uneasy. It's an old house, definitely some form of
Were your grandparents ghost. Still sat on the sofa?
No, they're upstairs in my bedroom. So I'm like, something a bit weird. And I kept seeing this light come past the door, like constantly came past the door. So I was like, right. And I was like, well, ignore it. Because if you don't look at it, you can't see it, yeah? So I just put my head down to the side to like think, I'll just get to sleep. I'm tired, I will get to sleep. And then I'm drifting off and I hear this like that. And then my heart is fucking pounding. And I'm like, God, it's a bad spirit. It's like a witch's cackle. It was like it's a witch's grandma. Cackle. I was like, oh my God. So I was like, right, I had my Sonic the Hedgehog pajamas on. I was like, I'm just going to go up to my mum's room.
Is this now?
Yeah, this was...
You
this
had your
was,
Sonic the Hedgehog pajamas
This was
now.
This week. I went, I'm just going to go up to my mum's room and I'm going to tell her that I'm going to stay in a hotel.
What? What?
In the but middle
wait,
of the night?
Wait,
he's woken his mum up.
No, I haven't, I haven't,
like,
I haven't.
This is what you're going to do.
This is because I'd heard the cack like that. Like
it's a bird.
The witch's cackle. No, it was a fucking air freshener.
Oh my God.
But it sent me. I was gone. Heart was racing.
Remember, guys, there's still tickets for our live show if you want to hear stories like and it's an air freshener.
Heart was racing.
Zena, hello guys. I found your podcast during Big Brother and I've listened to all your eps. I'm now up to date.
That's a big effort. Bigger.
Well done to Coulson for coming third, although he was my winner. Jack and Ben was so funny on the podcast. And I'm not waiting for every new episode.
Oh. I reckon that might be a typo for I'm now waiting.
I'm now waiting.
If not, that's it. I've listened. I've had enough.
Hold on. I've got my tickets for the London show. Can't wait. Well done, Zena. If you want tickets to our show, please book them. And there are links in our social media. Come in May. Keep doing your thing. Love to you all. Danny French here, head of French.
Head of French, that was lazy.
That was shite.
That was lazy.
Sorry, Danny.
Good.
I
don't
wonder who gave me that job. Well, we fucking know, don't we?
Good.
Listen to the podcast on the way to work this morning. Has Coulson mistaken an anteater for an antelope? I'll Google it later, but I don't think antelope has a long snout. I think he meant anteater.
What's an antelope?
Antelope's
like a deer.
Like, yeah.
You
what
meant
did
anteater.
You, what did you say?
Anteater. You meant anteater.
Yeah. Oh, the fucking...
Danny, you're
the thing
right.
That
God, anteater.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Oh, we missed that.
If you've gone to Cas High and you know anything about life, please write in. Also, on the Would You Rather.
I was at a funeral the other day and there's a lad there I went to school with and I was like, what are you up to nowadays? He was like, teaching. I went, where? He went, Cas High.
They let me in.
Yeah, they had me back.
Also, on the Would You Rather, I'd say I'd drink a pint of glue purely for the reasons that gritty taste would just stick with you for days. You'll be finding that sand a week later. Mm. Also, sand's like glass, and I don't want that to pass.
Sand is glass.
Well done, Danny. Love the show. Well done to Coulson for Big Brother, and well done to Jack and Ben for holding the fort.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That all the reviews?
That's it.
And if you do want to get in touch with us, you can do. We're on all the social medias. You can also leave us a review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. Give us 5 stars. Or you can get in touch on the WhatsApp.
And,
can't you, Jackie
Yeah, you
P?
Can. But you can, if you're a Patreon member, we have that own little private chat now, don't we? Where your little Patreon buddies can all chat to each
You've
other.
You've been on it, haven't you? Talking to, don't you quite like it?
I've just been on it now. I've just said hello to them all.
You like it though, don't you?
I do, yeah, it's good. The other way that you can keep in touch, if you're not a Patreon member, which you should be, you can also message us via WhatsApp to tell us anything, like a review or a story, whatever we talk about on here. If you've got some input, you can tell us. And that number is, on WhatsApp, 07457 404 612. If you're outside UK, you drop a no, you stick a plus 44, 7457 404 612. There's usually something else on here, but it's not here on this. So that's it. That's the end of that number.
What's normally on there, Jack?
There's normally an exclamation mark, but it's not on this typed up copy.
I've so took it off.
I can only say what's printed.
He's took it off.
Okay.
You're not happy about this, are you?
Well, no, it's whatever you want.
That's Henry getting sacked. Anyway, before we go, Ben, would you rather?
Here we go. Would you rather? Who knows what this is like? They're always a bit.
I did like last week's.
That was good. Would you rather never get caught for telling a lie or be able to spot any lie ever told to you? Would you rather never get caught for telling a lie or be able to spot any lie ever told to you?
I think I'm good at spotting lies.
So would you want to get away with it or spot when someone's doing it to you?
Are you good at telling lies?
Well, the second one's amazing because
no one could ever lie to you.
We don't need the courts anymore. We literally just stick me
It'd be
up.
Just you.
It'd literally just be me. And whatever story it is you want to say, I instantly know whether it's bullshit. That's a huge superpower. I think that's great because you could completely change the whole
course.
I also think the ability to be able to know, because you wouldn't let on, would you?
No.
You could just turn around
unless
and be like...
Unless you do for financial gain, like
but,
I've said.
But, you know, if it was in a situation, you could just turn around. Like, if you were like to me, so was he lying then? To his face, I'd be like, nah, he's telling the truth. Then when you left, I'd be like, lads.
He was lying.
He lied to us. Fucking good, that, innit?
I like it. Yeah. Great. Well, there we go. That's a would you rather.
That's job done.
Job done.
It's job done, yeah.
We'll see you back here on Thursday where we're talking all things Ripley. Episodes 3 and 4 available to stream
now
on Netflix. So please do watch it. Join us on the sofa. And in the meantime, if you want to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, we're on them all at On The Sofa Show. Napster.
Napster, that's ancient. MySpace.
Friends reunited. Until then, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.